And if somebody fell and you know, fell on his back, you'd say he fell over what? You say?
I mean the horse.
No, if a man was standing, he fell over, would you say? And he didn't fall forwards, he fell...
Backwards.
Okay, and if he didn't fall backwards, he'd fall...
Forwards.
Okay. Do you ever hear any people around here, mostly the old people, use the term nary or narin?
Narin, yeah. Narin one.
Yeah, that's some.
Sometimes not old people.
I heard a man the other day, the store where I hang out a lot, said that he went to look for something up there on the shelf and said they ain't there.
Not yeah, not
that's not too uncommon.
What about to get shrubs and trees and things off the land before you prepare it? You say we're doing what to the land?
Clearing it.
Okay. And how many bushels of corn would you say would be a good yield around here?
To acre?
Yeah.
Let's see. Right around here, I wouldn't know, but like down in some of the bottom land down there, what, over 100 bushels to acre?
I guess an average of 65 to 70.
Oh, what was it you made one time?
I made 174 bushels.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Corn grower, by the way.
I was going to say, that must be some kind of record or something.
Yeah, that was in the bottom down there, you know. We were talking about good grain.
How many acres do you have?
I just had a 2-acre plot. But we had other corn, you know, but I had a 2-acre plot myself.
Mm-hmm. That's by far the most I've ever heard. That what was the previous record, do you know?
No, I didn't know, but there's one fellow that lives over, runs in the family over in Bull Mountain. Some children over there, they always raise good corn, you know. Close to Hampton, Alabama, and they always send the kids to Bible school, and they usually run anywhere from 140 to 160 bushels.
That was some of that good ground that's talking about back in Bull Mountain. You've heard of Bull Mountain.
Yeah. That's especially rich. Mm-hmm. Is that what he was talking about when he was talking about fiddling for worms a minute ago? Is it over here on this mountain?
No. Now, Bull Mountain is just, it's not no mountain there, but that's just the name of the place.
Well, how did it ever get the name Bull Mountain if there's no mountain there?
I don't know. It's kind of the type of people that come to
Bushland.
I don't really know either,
maybe
but...
A creek that runs down.
Oh, maybe that's one.
Maybe the name
that's
of it.
That's really strange to have a...
But you turn off this road.
It's the whole sector of a country in there.
Yeah.
Bull Mountain runs all the way from Highway 19 down to State Line.
Yeah, you turn off from the road like going to where his folks live. It's over that way toward... You've heard of Baxter and Hamilton over that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from Vine back in that way.
It's about 20 miles per year.
Yeah.
It's just all woods, you know, and everywhere in here, you go in one place and you stop and say, where am I at? And it's a Bull Mountain. You can drive 20 more miles than you.
But it's just good ground. Filling. It's more bottom land than anything.
Uh-huh.
Real rich bottom land.
I wondered about that because usually on a mountain you don't have especially good ground, and you were talking about on Bull Mountain.
Didn't you, Long Bull? You ever heard of Long Bull, isn't that back in that way too?
No, I haven't.
You heard of Long Bull, Jim. Where's that at?
Long Bull?
That's over.
Well, everyone knows where Long Bull is.
I guess everyone does. He didn't even know where Bull Mountain was.
They're talking about Bull Mountain. I thought they were talking about a mountain somewhere.
Bull Mountain's down towards Hurricane Creek.
Yeah, I thought it wasn't a mountain.
Long Bull is over in Marion.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But it might kind of run into the other
end. Next to the Steel Trestle.
Oh.
He probably hadn't heard of it.
The Steel Trestle, maybe.
No, see, I hadn't heard of it.
You mean there's just one in the area?
And in this area, a large one. When the Steel Trestle means...
The one over there.
Yeah, the small ones. That is quite an unusual.
He's talking about the average for corn, but I guess what, as I say around in here, right around Bell Green, see, we have more hilly land. People don't grow corn, I think.
They don't even grow corn on these hills. The bottom land don't make doggone good corn.
Well, I'd say, what, average 75 bushel acre at least, wouldn't
it? I think so. About his dad gathered some when we gone.
I said 75 and 100 bushels of this year, pasture was. Of course, again, that's good.
Hurricane. But he's telling me he had 174 bushels of acre. 174.
Yeah. So that'd be a new record for you.
Mm-hmm. Get a $15 check for sunshine meal there.
Well,
now it's Hurricane Creek, so it is.